Welcome to Montgomery County Today. I'm Jen Harris, and joining me is County Administrator Angie Hill, and we're here to talk about a recent Board of Supervisors meeting. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
So at the April 22nd, 2024, I almost said 2023. What year is this? But at that meeting, the board had a pretty full agenda. As a matter of fact, we all thought we were going to be here until the 23rd.
Oh, that's right.
But we weren't.
Nope.
It was over by 9:30.
Yeah, it was a good meeting.
It
moved
was.
Moved right along.
So there are a couple things that we're going to point out, and then we're going to dive into, I think, the biggest news from the April 22nd meeting was that there's a budget.
Yes, that's
spoiler
good.
Alert.
That's right. There's a local budget. There yeah. might not be a state budget yet.
Well, there's, you know, the details.
That's right.
We'll figure
there.
That out.
Yep.
So at the April 22nd meeting, we had a couple presentations, one from the New River Valley Regional Commission. Right.
Right. With and the New River Home Trust.
Yep. There you go. So that we probably, if you want to go back and hear about that, it was related to affordable housing. You can visit our YouTube channel at MontVA. Nope, that's wrong. That's our website, montva.com. But our YouTube channel is youtube.com/MontgomeryVA. And the other presentation was the Christiansburg Institute.
Right. Christiansburg Institute, Inc. And they talked about the work that they do in that space with the Christiansburg Institute and remembering that heritage. So that was really good, too.
It was. And then there was a public hearing.
Right.
That was pretty big news.
We had a public hearing that was could have been confusing because we were also talking about the upcoming budget. The public hearing was on the current year budget, and we needed to do that because we later in the agenda had a new business item to appropriate funding for the Auburn Park, the Reiner Park, and also for the Blacksburg Library Outdoor Project. And those items were approved later in the agenda. No one spoke at that public hearing.
Yeah, that was good news. That was big.
Yeah.
So now you can move forward.
Right. That's
construction
exactly right.
on both of those.
Yep.
And those are included in the county's capital improvement program.
Yes.
And that's also located, we have all the details about that for fiscal years 2024 through 2028, the plan for those.
Yes.
You can find that on our website too at montva.com/budget.
Right.
Located there. And so I guess the big news is the budget.
That's right. That
Tell
was
us
big
what
news.
Happened.
Well, we still don't have a state budget yet, so we don't know how much money the schools will be getting from the state. But we need to approve our budget now because it has to be, we have to tell the schools how much funding we're going to give them by May 15th so that they can do what they need to do in compliance with the Code of Virginia. So the board decided to approve a 5-cent tax rate increase. And we've talked about that the Elliston community needs to have paid fire service during the day, which is new for us. So we needed to add funding for that in the budget, and that has come up since I proposed the budget to the board. So we were able to address that need by reducing the capital transfer, part of the capital transfer for county and school capital funds by the equivalent of 1 cent on the tax rate increase. So now what's going to happen is the state will hopefully approve the budget in the near future. They're scheduled to do that at the middle of May. If they give us more funding for the schools, then we included language in the resolution that says that the county transfer to the school operating fund will be reduced by the additional funding they receive from the state. I know this is a lot.
It is. and even though the schools have to know by May 15th, the transfer doesn't happen until later, right?
That's right. And
okay.
they'll still know their total funding, which is really right. what they need to know. So that
won't
part's
change.
In place. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So they need that for teacher contracts and that kind of thing
right.
for the upcoming year. So we were able to get those things done, which are really good and important work. I know it was a hard process for the board.
Yeah. It's not easy.
No. They do take that very seriously and want to make sure they're doing the right thing for the citizens.
Well, the next time we meet to talk about a board meeting, I don't know what we'll talk about because the budget has now been approved.
That's
I'm
right.
sure we'll still have some things to talk about related to the budget moving forward. But what this means, to my understanding, is that even though we have a couple other details to work out, the fiscal year 2025 budget,
yes.
As proposed,
right.
for the most part.
For the most part.
A couple little tweaks here and there
yep.
to accommodate the new paid fire deal in Eastern Montgomery. But that was approved, and that will begin July 1st, 2024, and run through June 30th, 2025.
Yes.
So we're set.
We're set.
As soon as we know from the state, we'll be real set.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Okay. It happened.
It did happen.
All right.
It's great.
Oh, we should mention, too, again, we don't go over all the details of the meeting that happened, the board meetings that happened. Again, if you want to listen to the meeting in its entirety, you can visit our YouTube channel at youtube.com/MontgomeryVA. But there were several new business items.
Right.
I think the short story is that we celebrate a lot in April and May. We have anything from economic development resolutions to Public Service Recognition Week to Police Week.
Right.
EMS.
Right.
Lots of things were recognized.
Yes, there were a lot of things, so that was good. Folks can check that out, like you said.
Good deal. Anything else?
I think that's it.
We did it.
We did.
All right.
Thanks, Jen.
Good job. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.